Amateur Radio Newsline Report, number 2066, with a release date of Friday, June 2nd, 2017. The following is a QST. One ham gives a sky-high tribute to Amelia Earhart. In India, amateur radio reunites a family after 4 years, and a former pirate goes legit. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2066 comes your way right now. 80 years ago, Amelia Earhart, the first woman to cross the Atlantic on a solo flight, attempted to fly around the world. Now, Project Amelia Earhart is honoring that attempt with a ham radio operator at the helm, as we hear from Amateur Radio Newsline's Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Two things I've been for a long time, a ham and a pilot. Both go back to before I can remember, love of radios and love of airplanes.
Brian Lloyd, WB6RQN, is taking off in June to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Amelia Earhart's famous attempt at circumnavigating the world. What sets this flight apart is Lloyd's plan to work hams on HF along the way.
What does amateur radio have to do with it? Anytime you cross the ocean in an aircraft, you are required to have HF communications. Being a ham, that means I can use that HF not only for communicating with air traffic control, but also with other hams. So I'll have it on, and I'll be using it to work as I travel around the world.
Lloyd's ham rig will be a Motorola MyCom 3 HF transceiver with automatic link establishment, or ALE.
Making a contact with ALE is nothing more than entering the person's call sign, and the radio then figures out, oh, I can reach that person on this frequency, on this band, and it then digitally transmits a connection request, kind of like packet radio. But once it establishes the connection, it switches to single sideband voice.
Lloyd hopes hams will give ALE a try.
If you operate digital modes now, you know, if you're operating Olivia or a PSK31, and you have a sound card interface between your radio and your computer, you can pick up a copy of PCALE, and you will be able to operate ALE. Communicate with me that way. I'm going to be operating in the DX portions of 40 meters and 20 meters, 17 meters, maybe some 15 meters. It depends on band opening. You can track me directly. The web page is, all one word, projectameliaearhart.org. Again, projectameliaearhart.org, all one word. That website links to the Facebook page, which has the ongoing reports. Anytime I do anything or see anything, I post it to Facebook. I hope to get a chance to work many of your listeners as I make my way around the world.
Lloyd hopes to finish his trek by landing on Monday, July 24th at the Experimental Aircraft Association's annual gathering in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Reporting for Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.